division and signed to help him because I had helped before on setting up the code, revenue code and all, you know.
I see. And what year did you go to work at the state?
1919, I think.
You were there how many years?
49.
49? So you retired in what year?
I don't tell you the truth. I don't know whether 68 or 69 is one of those.
Right. Mm-hmm. So.
And Seidelman offered me a job with the Brookings Institute then. They were not as big as they are, but that was a big thing. And I tell you who worked with me up there too another time was Mabel Amos, who was Secretary of State. She was
Secretary, but she held a number of those elective.
Who is that?
Mabel Amos.
Oh, yeah, she was in the governor's office when she worked up there with me, when we worked with Henry Allen. He was kind of a tax expert on revenue codes, and he knew how to get those up. And when I came, Mr. Alf Tunstall was Speaker of the House. Now, that's way back there. And his brother, Wiley Tunstall from Anniston, was a senator.
Oh, I see.
From Calhoun County. Mm-hmm. And the way they settled taxes back in those days, they were lawyers, both of them, and Mr. Alf Tunstall was the attorney for the Southern Railway. And they came in and they just almost tell them what to fix their taxes, and they do it, you know. But now they have hearings and you have to go into all sorts of things. It's quite different to the old days. And you remember Miss Julia Kling up there?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was the first woman to work for the commission, and she's the only woman who's ever been secretary to the Revenue Department. And they had two or three little offices in the south wing of the Capitol. And they had a marble fireplace in there, and convicts would come in and make fire. And the men would go on the road and go out in the state and go around. There was Lee Long was the chairman when Julia came. And she'd sit up and embroider and just be there to answer the telephone. That's how small the state was. And I have a picture here somewhere of the whole state of Alabama employees on the south wing of the Capitol.
Good night.
And that's where they stood, all but the three or four members, the ones in the Public Service Commission. They're not in it, but just about four people in that office.
How many people were working in the state at that time?
Well, I don't know, but that's when I came up there, and there sure weren't many. And now there are just thousands upon thousands of them.
They're probably the biggest employer in Montgomery, though. State now. I mean,
yeah.
It really sounds like you had a very, very interesting.
Well, I don't know if this is going to help you in
it. It will, it will.
This stuff.
You will.
And my father was, he came up in Reconstruction times here, mm-hmm. and he was in the City Council of Montgomery for 12 years, mm-hmm. and he was mayor of Capitol Heights out here before we went into the city mm-hmm. for 8 years. And they built that, little school over here, elementary school mm-hmm. in Capitol Heights. And during his administration, and he was proud of that than anything, because he didn't have a school out here. And Colonel Harvey Jones gave them that land, a whole block of land. And they built a school on there. And of course, there were not too many people out here. But they built that school with two or three classrooms on a courtyard and that huge auditorium where everybody voted every year and had things. And they built it in 1914 in the Depression. I don't know whether it's 14, I better not say that, but it was after 14, I believe. Anyway,